Good afternoon to all the listeners out there. It is your girl, Brandis, and it is tea time with TT. So, welcome to another episode today. If you hear a lot of noises in the background, because I'm at lunch and I decided to enjoy some fresh air. So please excuse any of the, you know, birds chirping, horns honking, or anything of that nature. However, I just wanted to come on here real fast just to kind of just discuss some. Sometimes we get to a place where we get complacent and we feel like we don't really know like what our purpose is. And I have been to that place many, 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 many times in my 37 years of living on this earth. You work jobs, or you invest in careers that at the end of the day, you do it because either the money is good or there's good benefits. You know, you may like what you do, but you don't necessarily feel fulfilled in what you're doing. And so I find myself coming to that crossroad a lot. You know, I like what I do. I've been doing it for, you know, for about 15 years now, been in the dental field for about 15 years, but I am so unfulfilled in that area. It's like I know that I should be doing something else. And so I feel like there's a lot of people who get to that place and you just feel like I'm stuck. Like, what am I supposed to be doing? And I constantly ask God that. You know, I believe in prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. You know, I believe in studying the word. Definitely, you know, I make it a point to go to church, to sit under good teaching, leadership. I don't always get it right. However, I know that there's a lot of word in me. And so, and I've seen God move and work in my life. So I know that it's real. And so a lot of times I'm constantly, you know, like, God, like, what's my purpose? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? Like, and sometimes you just have to, the thing that you fear, or the thing that you're apprehensive about, the thing that comes most natural to you, but you may be scared to step out there because you're worried about what people say or what people will think or how people will respond. And I get it, because I used to be that way, you know, so scared. Like, this is something, me doing this podcast is, I'm telling you, I should have been doing this like 2 years ago, but fear held me back because I was so worried about, well, how will people respond? You know, like, what are they going to think? And, you know, and what about how I sound, and what am I going to say? And, you know, are people going to even be interested in anything that I have to say? And I had all those questions. And this year I just say, you know what? This is the thing that comes most natural to me. Talking, having a conversation, talking about real practical life, because I've been through a lot. And I know that there are people out there who would be inspired by the things that I could share. The experiences that I've been through, just to be able to tell someone else, you're not alone in this. You know, you don't have to go through it by yourself. You know, I can't tell you how to make it work in your situation. However, you know, I can tell you what I did that pushed me, that motivated me. And so this year, I said, I'm not going to be worried about what people think or what they say or how they feel. Like, I had to really, like, deliver myself from people's opinions. Because a lot of times people's opinions will hold you back. And a lot of times the people who are giving you those opinions, they don't even matter. They don't even matter. They're not concerned about you. They're only concerned about you to be in your business so that they can go gossip and talk about you. And if you allow that to get in your space, you will build up resentment. And then you will begin to doubt what God has placed inside of you. And then you don't know who you're missing out on. It's like we have assignments, and when we don't walk in our purpose, when we don't walk in the calling that God has mapped out for us, when we don't walk in our purpose, you have to begin to look at the bigger picture. You know, when you're not walking in your purpose, you may be preventing someone else from walking in their purpose. Because it's something that God has placed in you that someone else needs. And when you are missing it, then they're missing what they need to get from you. And I'm sure that they could get it from someone else, but it won't be as impactful as it would be if you were walking in your purpose. And I just, you know, had to realize that. Like, when I'm not focused on walking in my purpose, no matter what it looks like to other people, because to other people it may look like, oh, you're not moving, you're stagnant, you're stale, you know, you're in the same place. Like, but I don't need you to see for me, because you're looking at what's going on physically. You're not seeing what God sees. And that's what I had to come to realize, is that I have to begin to trust, put all my faith in Him. Like, all my eggs are in God's basket, because He is the one who is going to stretch me, to stretch my faith. So I had to say, you know what? I can no longer be afraid to do that which is natural to me, to do that which I know God has placed within me. And so I just wanted to, you know, just kind of come on here and kind of share my heart, because, you know, if anybody is ever feeling like you don't know what your purpose is, I encourage you, if you are a person who believes in faith and God and you pray, I encourage you to pray. You may not hear an answer right away. You may not hear it a month from now, but guaranteed, somewhere along the line, you're going to get confirmation of what you prayed for. I am such a patient person in certain areas. Don't get me wrong. In certain areas, I'm not. I'm very impatient. Very much sporadic. But there are certain areas in my life I'm very patient. And it's, you know, sometimes you get tired, you get weary, and you say, okay, God, like, I've been through this long enough. Like, when is it my turn? You know, I don't want to, not that you don't want to watch other people be blessed, because I never want it to ever come across that I'm not happy for other people when they're blessed, when God opens up doors for them, or when, you know, when they reach a certain level of success, or when they meet their goals. I never want people to think that I'm not happy, I'm not genuinely happy. I get excited for other people's successes, but like, I want success of my own. I want to be excited for me. And, you know, sometimes it's stepping out there, you know, and what seems crazy to others makes perfect sense to you. And you just have to keep going, keep pushing, keep striving. So this is just, this episode is basically just to encourage anyone who's listening, you know, don't give up, don't quit. If you ever feel like you want to quit, please leave a comment. Please, you know, follow me on Facebook. Brandis, the writer in me fame. Like, you can, you know, send me a message in my inbox, but don't ever give up. It's too many people out in this world who give up, who feel like there's no hope. And I'm telling you, I have been to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. I have been homeless before. I have lived in shelters before. I have stayed with friends and family before. I have been on my own before. Like, I have been there. No car, have a car, kids. Like, I've been through a lot. And I'm telling you, there were days where I said, God, I cannot do this. And yet I'm still here making this podcast. Oh, I'm trying not to cry. Making this podcast. And I'm telling you, do not quit. You can make it. It's going to be hard as hell sometimes. And you're going to fight. But don't quit. Because eventually you will. You will get to the other side of the rainbow, as they say. You will reach the other side of your goal. You just have to keep pushing yourself. You know, get around other people who are successful. Get around other people who know how to encourage you and push you. Get around other people who genuinely want to see you win. Genuinely. Let me repeat that. Be around people who genuinely want to see you win. They want to see you walk in your purpose. They are not afraid to invest in you. But you got to make sure that you're doing your part. You have to make sure that you are putting in the work, because nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to care about you the way that you care about you. So you have to see yourself as being valued. You have to see yourself as being worth it and worthy. And so, you know, like I said, I just wanted to come on here while I was on my lunch break. I didn't want to be long. I actually wanted to talk about something totally different, but this was on my heart. And I just want to encourage anyone who is listening, do not give up. You know, if you find yourself in a negative space, then you need to start surrounding yourself with positive energy. Get around people who are going to speak life into you. Get around people who are going to who are going to build you up, who are going to push you and motivate you and encourage you. And then begin to encourage yourself. Begin to push yourself. Begin to speak affirmations to yourself. Like, I can do this. I can win. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I was built for this. I am a winner. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender, not the borrower. There's an affirmation that we say at my church. And the affirmation for this year is, this is the year of transformation. This is the year of transformation, and God is with us. So, if nothing else, know that you are not alone. The struggle, it will not always be. You know, and you know, you can't forget, you know, we reap what we sow. So when we are sowing the wrong seeds, you have to reap the harvest. Sometimes it takes the harvest a long time to come up. Sometimes it takes the harvest no time to come up. Sometimes that harvest is good, and sometimes that harvest is bad. But at the end of the day, you just have to keep pushing yourself. If no one else pushes you, push yourself. And I'm here. You know, once a week, I will purpose to create, you know, an episode and just give you all my heart. You know, talk about what's important in life. Because I'm going to tell you, people are dying every day. People are dying every day. And I never want to leave this earth knowing that I didn't fulfill my purpose, knowing that I didn't live the best life I could have lived for God. I did not walk out the plan that He had for me, all because I was scared, because I was worried about what other people's opinions or thoughts. I was worried about what they were going to say. At the end of the day, whose report am I going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. He's where I can run and feel safe and find refuge. He's my safety, my safety net. And so, I hope that you enjoyed this little, you know, episode of encouragement. I just wanted to encourage you to just keep going and keep pushing yourself. It's never too late. I am 37 and I had to start over 4 years ago. I've been starting over for 4 years. Trust me, it will get better. It will get better. You may experience some rain, but the sunshine is not too far. It's not too far behind. So, until we meet again, this is your girl, Brandis, T-Time, T-T, and I will talk to you all next time.